One of my favorite events is coming up this Sunday. Art on the Wabash takes place from 10 to 4 at Topowinga Park. Here, Kathy Atwell is with us.
Hello.
And it's so nice to see you. And joining us is a wonderful artist with jewelry, Lisa Walsh.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So this is always such a lovely event. We know we're going to have some nice weather on Sunday. How is this? Because this is nice this time of year because the Purdue students are back, the communities, everyone can come down and see a little bit of art. And I imagine this is a process because it's a juried art fair.
Correct. This is a juried art fair. So the deadline is in May. And so we have artists through the winter into the spring submit their applications along with images of their art. Now, if our artists have been accepted for 3 years, they don't have to be juried. So they are welcome to come, and we encourage them to come and come back. And we've had artists that come back for many years. Lisa, you've been...
I think I've been in it since it started.
Yeah. So she's one of our original artists, so...
And I imagine that it's nice, while you might have things online that you might have in certain shows, that it's nice to get out and see folks who may just be strolling by or may come just for this event.
Right. This gives me an opportunity to hear face-to-face comments as they're viewing my jewelry and artwork and kind of get their feedback on it. And yeah, it's very gratifying.
Kathy, is this something that makes an impact on the local economy as well, besides just being a cool cultural event? I mean, to me, I sort of think about it's not too terribly far from the holidays.
Correct, yes. And we do encourage people in some of our posts to shop for their holiday gifts. And it was begun and continues to highlight the quality of artists that we have in our community and to be able to bring artists regionally to show the people in Lafayette and West Lafayette and the surrounding areas what great artists we have and the quality of the art. And by being a juried art show, then people can feel more comfortable that someone at least in the profession has looked at the artists coming in and know if they're going to make the effort to come in, they're going to see some wonderful art and meet some very interesting artists.
It's Art on the Wabash taking place Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's all day family friendly, and you'll want to get a ballot and vote on your favorite and take a look around and talk to the artist. How many folks are involved this year who are showing and what sort of genres, what sort of media are we going to see?
We have 44 artists were accepted. We did have one artist that has had to pull out. We have jewelry and paintings, acrylic, watercolor, found art, sculptures, photography. We have, what else?
Pottery, glass.
Yes, pottery and glass artists coming in. And we also have... musicians. We have three musicians that will be performing from during the whole time, and we have food vendors. We have fuel, the guac box, EMT, the pink walrus, and Parthenon. So they will be providing food for our guests and for the artist. This is hosted by the City of West Lafayette, and our sponsor is Kitchen Art, the store for cooks here in West Lafayette.
That's Kathy Atwell and the committee chair for Art on the Wabash. It's taking place this Sunday. Now, Lisa, it's nice because you're coming all the way from Lafayette to show your jewelry, but it's got to be nice also, you know, instead of in just a retail sort of setting, to actually be there along the river. I mean, September, fall to me is probably one of the best seasons to be here in the greater Lafayette area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of the year and historically has been just great weather that day. So that's really fun. And it's really fun too for, you know, people that put a priority on buying local to realize these are actually friends and neighbors that they can purchase from. So you mentioned local economy. It definitely makes a difference for us local makers when people come out and buy, and we really appreciate it.
I imagine too that it might be the case that you get to see friends and colleagues, if you've been doing this from the beginning, you've probably seen folks like, oh, I know I'm going to see so-and-so, or oh, I love when the art museum does this, or, you know, you'll see Brian there from WBAA. So it's got to be nice to see some old favorites, but there's always something new, I think, in this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a reunion of sorts for those of us that have been doing it for many years. But you're right. There are always new artists, and often they're the ones that snag the favorite award for the year. So that's kind of fun to see.
Yeah, well, it's taking place this Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. Kathy, it's pretty easy to park right there at the garage. It'll be free that day. Is that correct?
Yes, the garage will be free that day. And there's plenty of parking in there.
Yeah, no, that's good. And you mentioned, you know, there's some wonderful vendors that are going to be there and art. I know there's activities for the kids. Purdue Galleries, I think, usually has something or other. Are they there this year? No?
No, the activities for the children will be by the Greater Lafayette Museum of Art, and they have been coming for the last several years. And then because Morton Center is closed, it is the West Lafayette Parks and Rec Department will be bringing an activity for the children to do. Last year they had games and drawing, and so it's just nice to have something that just the kids can do while their parents can look at the other artwork. But it's definitely a family event, but we do have People's Brewing Company coming, and so we have a little beer garden, our Cottonwood Club, so people can sit in there, have their food, listen to the music, have a beer if they'd like. So that's all. It's a lovely park. The West Lafayette Park and Rec Department does a really nice job with getting the park ready for us.
Well, if you're here in the area, you can walk there. If you're just outside in the listening area, well, you can drive in and park. It's free. It's easy to do. It goes from 10 to 4. There is a ballot, so you can pick your favorite. Is that right?
Yes, it's in the program. And in the program, we highlight each of the artists and we give a contact information. So if there's an artist that you see that you like, you can contact afterwards. We don't take any commission from the artist, so we hope we'll contact the artist, and maybe you couldn't make up your mind afterwards. You thought, oh, that'd be just perfect for my friends. So we have a way that they can contact each of the artists.
All right.
I have to say they treat their artists very, very well. So that's it. Makes it nice to come back year after year because they keep it high class.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. I have sort of a two-part question for you both here. If someone is interested in next year's artist that's not been in it, one, what would you say to encourage them to make an entry? And Kathy, tell me a little bit about the process.
Well, I would give the advice of work hard on your art and make sure it's up to snuff and get some great images to submit.
So our 2020 application will be online after this event, so people can download it and look at it. We don't know who the juror will be. We really don't do that until like the first of the year. The quality of your images is so important because we've got some artists that send pieces they've laid on the floor and taken pictures of with their phone, and our jurors just would like to see a little more quality that presenting your art. You know it's great, so present it well.
All right. Well, that's Kathy Atwell from the Art on the Wabash Committee. She's the chair. Artist Lisa Walsh, whose jewelry you'll be able to see at this 2019 event. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us,
Jen. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.